Nearly 2.2 million visitor nights in Park City have been recorded year to date, which is only about 1% higher than the same time last year. Still, Park City Chamber Bureau Director Bill Malone says after looking at some other sources of summer business, it looks like all indicate that the summer market was a good one.
Some of the reports that we received through another source, what we call Destometrics, with a participating group of properties, that were pretty positive on that. I think the feeling out there was that it was a pretty good summer. In terms of business travel, was up a lot this year, both the corporate and the association side. So those properties that were hosting meetings and conventions, I think, seem to do pretty well this summer. We seem to have a lot of guests in town who were there for meetings. You know, the events all did really well, too, this summer. I think especially if you look at the youth sports events and how they performed in terms of the number of teams who came to town to play in those events were all tracking in a positive direction.
Something that can be anticipated for future years, he says, is the IMBA, the International Mountain Biking Association, gold-level ride business that he says is starting to kick in. Park City's mountain bike product, he says, may one day be as popular as the skiing.
The word's getting out in terms of that. We've done some fam trips with travel writers who've actually come, ridden, been out on guided rides with people on that, and have produced some pretty good articles out there. So I think the word is really starting to get out about what a great place this is to come on a vacation in terms of ride. And I think we're starting to feel it, in summer that we're hitting that maturation stage where it's not just a winter town that's kind of limping through the summer. It truly is becoming a summer destination.
Revenue-wise, he says it's still a 65-35 split between winter and summer.
65% of our revenue is in the winter and 35% in the summer. But the numbers in terms of people are climbing in the summer, just like winter. But there's still a long way to go. I mean, I would love to see us have more of an international feel in terms of summer. We've done pretty well internationally in the winter. But in some of the towns that we went to visit, you're starting to see much more international visitation in the summer as well. So we have a ways to go, but it's maturing, I'd say. And, you know, we're seeing more people who are coming for longer periods of time, participating in all of the arts and cultural activities as well as the recreational activities.
The revenue side, he says, will always be a challenge since most of the trails are free and ski passes aren't. Lodging rates are about half the price in the summer as winter, and there's a huge two-for-one dining coupon market in the summer that doesn't exist in the winter. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.